NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
He's down there in ATL. We just got a new quarterback. We'll talk about some of that stuff a little bit later. But Brian Murphy, it's been a while, my man. How are you doing?
I know. We had to take a little spring break. Life gets a little bit crazy. I just told you, preaching to the choir. We both know how that is. But, yeah, it's great to talk some football. And, boy, do we have a lot to talk about, not just with the Commanders, but across the league. It felt like a Madden franchise reshuffling this week, and we're only on Tuesday when we're recording this.
Only on Tuesday. I'm Anthony Armstrong, the original 1-3, but hey, the Commanders, y'all got another Armstrong in the building, so that's kind of cool. See my name in the burgundy of gold again. But hey, make sure y'all do me this favor. Just make sure you subscribe, comment, rate, and follow this podcast, and tell all of the other Commanders fans that you know in your Facebook groups, on your group chats. Share it for us. Make sure folks tune in. And you can also watch us on Believe TV all around the country in airports, on YouTube, and read all of our top Believe stories at SI.com and follow us across all of your socials, right? So, B. Murph, Let's just dive right into this thing. Free agency is off and running, and the Commanders have been getting busy out of the gate. I mean, what do you think so far? Just what's your overall reaction from their first signings?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be excited about what they're doing. They had a whole lot of holes to fill. I mean, and Adam Peters said they're not going to do it all through free agency. They've got some good draft picks coming up. But, man, I feel like they have filled some holes with some guys that will be quality starters, maybe not superstars. But I don't think that this team was in the market for the top two or three guys. So it makes a lot of sense, a lot of good value. I'm really thrilled with the guys that they've picked up so far. Again, we're recording this on Tuesday, so we're not even 2 days in. So I'm sure this will change when you hear this. It's 2 o'clock on Tuesday, two o'clock Eastern on Tuesday, March 12th. And I guarantee when we're done by about three or so, another two or three signs will come in. So forgive us, but man, I love what they're doing so far. I think they've filled a couple of holes with some quality guys.
Yeah, they really have, just across the board, positions that you would say that, hey, yeah, these are some spots that I need to see things filled in at. And we'll touch on that, because, you know, over these past couple of weeks, there's just been so many just mock drafts that get thrown around, and you're just like, well, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And we kind of went radio silent. And I think it was for good reason. One, we welcomed a baby girl to the family, so That's a lot of kids. And two, my kid broke my setup. He broke my computer, so I had to take a little pause and get back into this thing. But we're back up and running, and now that free agency has opened, I think that really lets you see which plans are probably in play and what direction this team's going to go. Because one signing that the Commanders just did today, really they signed two guys, Marcus Mariota, quarterback, veteran quarterback. You've seen him on Netflix show Quarterback, former first-round pick. He is signing with the Commanders to join that quarterback room, and Cleland Farrell has agreed to a deal with the Commanders as well, so some help across that defensive front. What do you think with that Mariota signing? What are they going to do at the quarterback spot?
I'm really glad that you started here, because I think these might be the two biggest indicators, like you said, of what this team might do moving forward. You're absolutely right. Even this time a week ago, 2 weeks ago, it's kind of like throwing darts, but you're throwing darts with your eyes closed, right? You're not really sure what this team's going to do. We all think it's going to be quarterback at two, and then who knows what else. But I think the fact that they signed Marcus Mariota, I don't think he's coming in to be your starter. I don't think he has that capability anymore. But I think it leaves the door open to potentially moving on from Sam Howell if you get the right deal. Yeah. At the very least, you have a veteran who has been there and done that before to mentor the number two overall pick, which we all think, I believe, is going to be a quarterback. So yeah. You either have a mentor, you might have some flexibility to move on from Sam Howell if you get blown away with an offer, or you just roll with three quarterbacks. We saw last year, I mean, how many different quarterbacks started in the league? Man. Maybe you need three in today's NFL. I just think it gives you some options. And I think as we get closer and closer, and then maybe after the draft, maybe during the draft, we see a couple of pieces move around. And then similarly, maybe not to that much, maybe not that much as the quarterback, but Cleland Farrell coming in at defensive line. We know John Allen talked about, hey, I was not happy. You know, maybe his tune has changed now with a complete overhaul of the coaching staff. But again, that either gives you three pretty solid guys on the defensive line, or it gives you the flexibility to pick up maybe another pick for John Allen, Daron Payne. I just think it's opening up some possibilities. And I think we'll start to, instead of throwing darts with our eyes closed, we might be able to open one eye and kind of see where we're aiming at.
Yeah, and I'm looking here. Mariota was the number two overall pick in 2015, so he's going to be very familiar and have something in common with whoever is selected here in late April for the Commanders. So that's, hey, you got two number two overall picks there. He's been a journeyman since he left Tennessee. I'm looking at a Washington Post article here, and most recently was with Philadelphia. So he's with Philly, with, you know, the associate head coach, is that Brian Johnson, who's now joined the Commanders. So yeah, former Eagles offensive coordinator, assistant head coach. So a lot of familiarity there, a lot of familiarity inside of the division, which is really, really interesting to see. Like, everybody's going to have a little bit of tip on their opponent, obviously Dan Quinn in Dallas, and, you know, him bringing over a couple guys from Dallas. Number one, Dorrance Armstrong Jr., help across that defensive line, should come in and pencil him as a starter in my eyes. And then you're going to say Tyler, what, how do you say his last name?
Biadasz.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, Biadasz. It's like,
I like that. I like that better. That's what we're rolling with on Believing Commander.
It is Tyler Biadasz. Those two guys coming from Dallas. Yeah. And you say those guys are probably going to be starters for you coming in straight away. And the familiarity with the defense and, frankly, the offense of Dallas, I think that's going to bode well for Washington.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's huge that Dan Quinn is able to bring some guys over. I think if you look in the whole landscape, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I don't know that the Commanders are kind of in the top half right now. They've got a lot of work to do. I think these signings are going a long way. But the fact that Dan Quinn is able to convince some guys to come over with him, that they're able to bring him from a division rival, I think that is huge. And I think that speaks to how guys feel about him in the league. Maybe it was a underwhelming hire. We've been through all that, but I think this speaks to his recruiting ability, almost like a college coach. Like, hey, you know what system I run. You've seen it up close. Yep. Let's go do it somewhere else, and let's make it happen. I think that's huge, and I think that's been a big part of a lot of these signings, is kind of connecting the dots where with guys have been with these previous coaches in these previous spots.
With the previous coaches in the previous spots, and I was on Instagram. I follow Osa Odigizuwa, a client of mine, and you know, he obviously defensive lineman here with Dallas, and he had taken the post from Pro Football Chase of Dorrance signing, and he said Dorrance is one of the people I most respect in our room, because I know you put in the work every day. Very well deserved. So that's good to hear that from his former teammate, standing up and saying that this guy is a hard worker. He's going to bring something across that defensive line. And when effort has been a bit of a question on the defensive front, it's good to see that somebody's coming in with a work ethic that an Armstrong can be proud of. I love it.
Yeah. And not a huge household name, not a guy with a lot of starts, but you're right. That effort can be so huge. We've seen so many guys that just based on effort alone. I mean, Ryan Kerrigan, a great pass rusher, but you know, I don't think I'm saying anything surprising. He probably doesn't have the athleticism that some of the best pass rushers have had, but it's that effort, it's that extra, you know, work that you put in, and that's huge. And I love that signing. You're absolutely right. He pencils in as one of your starters. Yeah. I think you feel pretty good about that, and you improved on day one of free agency on both defensive line and with Biadasz as your center. I think that you got two guys from the Cowboys kitchen, and I think they're going to be cooking for you soon.
Ooh, I like the chef talk. I already ate lunch, so I'm not hungry at this point, at this juncture, but I can appreciate those points right there. And here's a signing that I think is sneaky good. I've seen one person try to trash on it, saying the guy had fumbling problems. Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
He led the league in touchdowns. Receiving, and you know, he led the league, top flight performer, do it all guy for the Chargers on to San Diego and LA. But for the Chargers, he's been doing it all, and you get him in here on a deal that's not that expensive. And I think you get an upgrade from Antonio Gibson, and you get another veteran leader on that offensive side of the ball. What do you think about the signing of Austin Eckler?
Yeah, I mean, the name just pops out to you because I think a lot of us play fantasy football or at least familiar with guys who score a lot of touchdowns.
He was on our team.
Yeah, that's right.
He carried us to – did we win or was it close to? He carried us into the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was a workhorse, bell cow. I mean, all those words. And I think – if you're expecting that, you'll be a little disappointed. I think a guy who has had so many carries, all of that, I think that I don't know that he's the same player now that he's 28 years old, but I think that ability is still there. And like you said, it's not a very expensive deal. It kind of almost feels like a 1-year prove it deal. And I think he's going to prove that he still has some gas in the tank, and hopefully the Commanders can benefit from that. So I'm excited, like you said, about the guy, about the production that has been there. I almost look at it like when you maybe get a car that you don't take around all the time, but you have it in the garage and it always looks nice, but it's always ready to go when you need it to. Maybe not every day. But when you need it to, it can look good out there on the town. I think that's going to be Austin Eckler. I think they're going to use him in spots that are going to be huge. I don't think they're going to expect him to have a huge workload when you have Brian Robinson. He can be a good complement, and I think he has that home run ability that I think is still there.
Yep, that's the key, I think, to me. You're where you can say he has a fumbling problem. I mean, the guy has also led the league in touchdowns. So I'm going to give you a little hint and a little tip. If you put the ball in the end zone, they tend to put up with a little bit of a mess. That's just how it goes. You may fumble the ball, but you're going to give me 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns. I'm going to take the 6 touchdowns, and we're just going to work on that fumbling thing, right? The touchdowns is what makes it special. I think he's going to be a great change of pace for Brian Robinson, taking a little bit of load off of him. Now, where he did was starting to showcase his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and make some plays with his hands. You don't have to do it so much now. I'm interested. I was trying to pull up and see what the Cardinals look like under Cliff Kingsbury, just for the running back wise. Like it just makes me think of how, you've just seen players that will follow particular coaches because they know how they're going to put them in usage. And I think Austin Eckler had to think of that with Brian Johnson and with Cliff Kingsbury at the helm on the offensive side of things. Mm-hmm. Makes sense to be like, let me go over here and see what they're trying to do.
You're thinking on the same lines as the guy who does a great job, and that's JP Finley. I think everybody who follows the Commanders knows him. He put that same thing out there. And Kingsbury, arguably his best season in 2021. James Conner and Chase Edmonds combined for more than 2,000 yards from scrimmage and 20 touchdowns. This is what JP says. Ideally, I think Cliff sees a similar duo in Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler. And, man, home run. You threw up the alley and JP landed the oop there. But you're absolutely right. I think this team, I think they were looking for it for so long out of Antonio Gibson, whether he was used right or not quite a running back, just never got there. They were looking for that guy that could hit a home run. You know, that maybe he didn't have a good batting average, but you didn't mind it because he took the ball to the end zone a couple of times. I'm mixing sports metaphors. But Austin Eckler, I think if you lighten his load a little bit and then still use him, he can turn a 3-yard screen pass into a touchdown. You haven't seen that in a long time. And I think that it can be a really awesome sign. I'm not expecting 2018, 2019, 2020 Austin Eckler, but I don't think you need that. And I think you need a guy that can give you a spark and he had an off year. I think he had like 6 touchdowns last year. I think the Commanders would kill for 6 more touchdowns. So I think this is a big signing. And you mentioned the locker room character guy. He seems like a good dude. And he's probably thinking, you know what, I have something left in the tank to prove. And I love this signing.
Yeah, you get to look at him being in the huddle on third downs. And I think all of these signings point to one thing that everybody probably already knows and they've been yelling. It's quarterback at 2. Mm-hmm. It's quarterback at 2. And in my eyes, I think that I love the way that they've played this offseason. This has been probably everything. It's like when you see, you know, Ocean's 11 or 12 and they're working the combinations and you see slowly the pins start falling in. It's like, it's unassuming, you know, the 3 is, but the Dan Quinn hiring, the assemblage of the coaching staff. And now they're going through and just picking players, just about whoever they want to get to fill an exact need. It's an upgrade from what you've already had. And you have to assume, okay, they feel better about the guys that they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they work in this thing.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Me too. They're going to get a quarterback at 2.
Mm-hmm. And I think it goes back to what Ron Rivera says. And listen to me before you turn it off. I know that sounds crazy, but for the longest time, I feel like he was always saying build up the middle, right? And you assume if you're going up the middle, you got tailback, quarterback, center, defensive lineman, linebacker, safety. Yeah. And already Dan Quinn has addressed defensive line in Armstrong and Cleland Farrell. He's addressed linebacker with Frankie Louvu, who we haven't even gotten into, and who could possibly be the biggest impact signing they've had from Carolina. Yeah. I think he's going to complement well with Jamin Davis and do a lot of stuff for Dan Quinn's defense. You sign Tyler Biadasz, and yeah, you were assuming you're getting your quarterback at two. You sign a veteran running back. I mean, all that's left is, you know, obviously making that quarterback selection and then maybe a safety, whether you bring back Cam Curl, maybe you upgrade, maybe you look somewhere else, but they've actually done it. It's one thing to say it, but then to go and do it, I'm with you there. Like the pieces are falling into place. You got to go do it on the field now, but at least they're backing up with what they're saying. And that has been lacking for, I don't want to be dramatic, maybe forever, at least in the recent history with the Washington Commanders Dan Quinn's actually addressing it 2 days into the free agency period.
2 days in. I mean, this the plan's falling into place. I'm pulling up Louvu's stats. The guy has 20 sacks.
Yeah.
20 sacks.
Well, okay. I think I heard that he started kind of as a pass rusher, kind of found his footing as a linebacker. Well, with Dan Quinn, I'm not saying he's Micah Parsons, but you could do both in Dan Quinn's defense. So, hey.
You have a lot of flexibility there and getting somebody that can move around. And I also saw that he was highly ranked in his defensive pass coverage as well. So he does well in coverage, which has been a sore spot for the Commanders over the past, goodness gracious, how many years? Like five? Yeah. It just seems like that's been a weak point of the defense so far. So all in all, I mean, I know who else have we missed? Nick Allegretti, guard, another guy coming over there from Kansas City. Brandon McManus, I like that signing.
Me too.
As well.
Allegretti.
In Denver.
Yeah. Allegretti, real quick. I think I saw that he started in the Super Bowl and might have played through a tear in his elbow.
That's right. UCL.
I mean, that's a Tommy John surgery for a pitcher, and this guy played through it. I love that. And look, we thought it was going to happen with Andrew Wiley last year, bringing a guy over from the Chiefs, but you can't go wrong when you're bringing over a defending Super Bowl champion. I love that. Whether he's a starter or not, I think that's going to be kind of ironed out as we move into the summer. But yeah, I love that they address the offensive line in a couple of spots there. And then, yeah, McManus, you know that name. That guy has been kicking for a while. I think I saw that he was 35 for 35 on extra points, which if you don't have to think about extra points, that's a great thing. So, just some solid signings. Nothing, again, tell me, I want to hear your thoughts, like kind of whether you want to give it a grade, whether you want to give it a comment 2 days in. And I know it's going to change. Like we said, it's how it always goes. But I think that this has just been solid. Like, none of these guys are superstars. None of these guys broke the bank. None of these guys, I think, are like way old, aging veterans like we saw in the early 2000s that Dan Snyder loved to do. Yeah. I think they're just solid. And I think that that's something that this team needs. They need some dudes out there. And I think they got a couple dudes.
Yeah, you're not going to hit I saw a guy on Facebook. He was like, why are you going to let Saquon Barkley go to a division rival? I'm like, because running back wasn't a need like that. Like, if they won't do a deal with you, then you can't get mad at it. Like, Brian Burns for a 2 and a 5. Like, I'm sure Washington would have loved to have paid that price for Brian Burns, but they got Dorrance Armstrong, and you could say that you got it at a much cheaper price than what you would have had to pay a Brian Burns. Mm-hmm. And he already has familiarity with the head coach. I think they're smart decisions. They're smart decisions. I mean, you've been through years, literally quarter of a century, 25 years of get the biggest name, and that hadn't done a damn thing but sell jerseys. All right. So maybe you don't want to go down that road. You're getting players that fit specific needs and they fit the style of the coaching that's in play. Like, that makes sense to me. You're not forcing a defensive lineman that's in one specific scheme and making him play in a different scheme. Like, you're not forcing those things down somebody's throat. These things make sense. But I want to ask you this. Obviously, quarterback is one position that's there. But the other position that hasn't been addressed is left tackle. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking they're going to do there? I mean, you saw Joe Alt. He had a I don't know if it's an underwhelming performance with his 27 bench presses when they match Blake Corum, the running back out of Michigan. What are you thinking now? I mean, obviously, we were saying quarterback at two. Do you think they're going to try to make a play, get back up there, and grab a tackle? What do you say they do with left tackle?
Well, everything I've heard about the draft, and I'm admittedly not a huge draft guy. I kind of go based off of the headlines, but I've heard that offensive tackle is a deep position to where you're right. Yeah, could they package those couple of second-round picks and get back into the first round? Could there be a guy that is available there when they pick in the second round? Mm-hmm. I think all of those are options. If I were a betting man at betonline.ag, I don't know what the odds are, but I would say that not the number two overall pick, but I would say either the second or third pick that the Commanders make is an offensive lineman, specifically a tackle. Yeah. I think that they do address it. Whether you sign a guy or not, I would be okay with bringing in two tackles. Andrew Wiley was not very good last year. It just didn't work out. Is he a better guard? I don't know. They'll iron all that out, but I think you could benefit from a couple of tackles. So I think either the second or third pick that this team makes is a tackle and is a guy that you think can be your left tackle for a long time. Yeah. I think maybe it would make sense to bring in maybe in the second wave a tackle from free agency that could be a stopgap for a minute until that young guy is ready. But I think one of the next moves they make, whether it be free agency or whether it be in the draft, thinking about that second round, two second round picks, I think it's going to be a tackle. And I think it's going to be a guy you think can play and play for a long time, because that is kind of the glaring, this team has a lot of holes, but that is one of the glaring ones. You released Charles Leno. You haven't re-signed Cornelius Lucas. There is a big gaping hole there at left tackle, and with a young quarterback, you got to have somebody.
I'm scrolling down right now. Tyron Smith is a guy that's out there.
Can Dan Quinn work his magic again? He got his buddy Tyler Biadasz. Can he bring in Tyron Smith? Say, hey, we'll pay you a pretty sum here for a year or two to be a mentor. I don't know if Tyron Smith wants to do that this late in his career, but man, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah, Trent Brown is there. Jonah Williams, that's the guy that we mentioned in a previous episode, 26 years old, out of Cincinnati. He's probably the youngest available.
Played right tackle and left tackle. So, if you bring him in and then you get blown away by a guy in the draft, you might kind of strike gold there and get both.
Yeah, see, that could be a great mix. So then you get way down there, Mekhi Becton from the Jets. He's still young, but nonetheless, you get the young body there.
I want to put you on the spot because we kind of brought it up here. Two second round picks. If you had to guess today on March 12th at 2:30 Eastern, I know we're a month and a half away from the draft. Does Washington pick more than once in the first round?
I think they do. I'm going to say, yeah, I think they do. And I do think it's trading up for, it's either going to be up for maybe one of these tackles that they feel is top guy that kind of maybe slips a little bit, or if there's just a playmaker that's fallen that they really didn't expect to be there, I think they'd be willing to make a play for that. So, I think, you already got Zach Ertz, but I mean, hey, what if a Brock Bowers starts falling a little bit? Do you get to pay attention there? Is there jump up and do a Jatavion Sanders out of UT,
Is there a big receiver? Yeah, big receiver, big tight end that is available, a nice little toy for Cliff Kingsbury and that offensive side of the ball.
One thing that I'm happy for from this, and I'll say now, way in March, like you said, this can be so beneficial for Terry McLaurin. He's carried so much, the brunt of everything from that, at least from that offensive side. He's dealt with whoever was throwing the football. I think it was pick a fan day, and damn it, he went for 1,000 yards that season. Terry McLaurin is going to have the load taken off his shoulders.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to just go out there and work and still obviously be a leader on that office, but it's going to be good to see that you'll have other guys that you can lean to, point to, that are going to be able to be a voice on that side. So take a deep breath, Terry.
There is a good chance. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's getting close to 10. There's a chance that he catches a pass from, his 10th, 11th different quarterback this coming season. I mean, I'll say this. I'm a Washington fan, Redskins football team, Commanders. But man, Terry, I will always root for Terry, the way that he just kind of carries himself and you never hear him complain. And, you know, I love the guy, and and you're right. I think this is going to be huge. I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to bring in some guys that complement him, but also some guy, you know, get him open, which would be the first time maybe in his career that he's been schemed open, which will be so big. But yeah, I can't speak. I mean, we gush about Terry, but how can you not?
It's the truth. But I want to cover this though. While we're here, last little bit. Other free agency signings. There's obviously been big ones that have been going on down there in your area. Kirk Cousins, got a big bag down there in ATL. What's the pulse like down there with that?
I think it's one of those things. On the surface, everybody's excited because Kirk Cousins is a solid quarterback. He puts up big numbers, but then when you dive into it a little bit, he only has one playoff win. He's coming off an Achilles tear. There's that too. So I think everybody is kind of cautiously optimistic. I think it's a huge upgrade over Desmond Ridder. No offense to him. So I think that the Falcons fans in Atlanta, they're excited about him being able to spread the ball around to those weapons that we really haven't seen from Atlanta, and Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and now Bijan Robinson. I think Kirk Cousins is the quarterback that's able to do that as long as he's healthy. I know he's getting up there in age, but yeah, that was a pretty big signing for them. And man, I think the Falcons probably have to be the favorite in that division. Maybe that, I know it's early, but yeah, that's a huge signing for them.
Yeah, I don't know, man. When you get Baker and Mike Evans back together now, that they're gonna make a push for
sure.
It, so
sure. Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know if it feels like a rerun. It feels like a Matt Ryan rerun, right? You have the uber talented offense with the Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez's and Julio. how that's just, you know, evolved over the years, and they got right there to the end. And I mean, yeah, you're going against Tom Brady and the Patriots, but I don't know, man. We'll see. I mean, I wish him well. I definitely wish Kirk well. He'll bounce back and he'll get out there and play. But this is your opportunity to showcase it, man. So yeah, I'm interested. And I want to know how that's going to affect the Justin Jefferson. He had been saying he wants to play with Kirk. He wants to play with Kirk. Was he saying the right stuff, or is he going to be trying to force his way down there to Atlanta, right? Trade for Drake London. And you're going to have to give up more than Drake London, right? Yeah. But what do you give up if you're Raheem Morris? What do you give up to get Justin Jefferson? Obviously, this will say Drake London is in play.
Could you see them giving up their first-round pick in Drake London? I mean, that'd be insane. I mean, a top 10 pick?
I think so. I think so. With the way that Kirk loves to throw it to the tight end, Kyle Pitts should ball. Yeah. And then Justin Jefferson's going to get his. Like, it's going to happen. And then you got Bijan back there getting loose. Man.
Yeah. Well, speaking of playmakers and maybe a position I didn't really expect, but running backs, maybe they haven't gotten broken off, but they have been switching teams like wildfire. I mean, Tony Pollard goes from Dallas to Tennessee. Derrick Henry just signed about an hour ago with the Ravens, which is huge. Joe Mixon was released, but then they announced that they actually traded him to the Texans. Josh Jacobs to the Packers. I'm missing somebody because they're Saquon. Oh my gosh, we kind of mentioned him. Saquon to the Eagles. Man. I mean, obviously Eckler to the Commanders. Running backs kind of making a move, and it's going to be interesting now when you go to look at those running backs and those guys scoring touchdowns. They're going to be in different jerseys next year.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay attention to your player's jersey location because it's changed. But honestly, this is the way it's going to have to be, especially with how, you know, nobody was getting those big long-term deals. You're going to get 1 and 2 year deals if you're, you know, running back, an aging running back. And I was surprised to see Aaron Jones was released. So now he is another guy that's out there. Did he go somewhere?
Now on the Vikings. And then because of the Joe Mixon, I forgot another one. Zach Moss is now on the Bengals. So if you can connect all the dots, I think everybody has a running back now. Ooh, it's Lord. Just they've all changed jerseys.
Man, look, here's what y'all do. Start a group chat and be like, hey, I got a spot in Cincinnati. Anybody need a place to stay?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a little real estate swap. So I've heard it happen in the NBA. It could definitely happen in the NFL.
Now, you mentioned that Joe Mixon to Houston, Devin Singletary then leaves and goes to the Giants. So Devin can take Saquon's spot. Joe Mixon can take Devin's spot in Houston. Yeah. Saquon can take DeAndre Swift's spot in Philly. Then DeAndre Swift went to Chicago. I'm sure there's an opening there somewhere. Zach Moss obviously just takes Joe Mixon's spot in Cincy. Josh Jacobs then just takes Aaron Jones' spot. Aaron Jones, does Dalvin Cook still have a place from a couple of years ago? I think that can work out. That makes perfect sense to me. I don't know about you.
I think that it works. I think that it's odd that you did that, like, without looking at anything, too. Like, that's impressive.
Computer took off for a second. My eyes rolled back.
But hell, you know, I think Saquon probably stayed in, like, Jersey. Right. And then a lot of folks that play for Philly stay in Jersey. So he was like, yeah, it's just an extra 20 minutes to go this way. Right. So that's a good play by him. Good play by him. Oh, my goodness. This has been a good episode. Glad to get back with you folks.
That's right.
And I tell you, y'all make sure y'all check us out on all your favorite streaming platforms. Okay. And then also follow us on social media at Believe Commanders. So we're back over there on YouTube, on X, on Twitter, all that good stuff. And let us know, how do y'all feel about this first few signings from the Commanders? I think they're pretty good. I'm impressed so far. What do you let us know? Go there at Believe Commanders for that information.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can listen, watch all that good stuff. As Anthony mentioned at the top of the show, make sure you like, subscribe, rate, review. Tell your mom, tell a friend, tell your mom's friend, and you know, get on board as we're about to ramp it back up with free agency, the draft, into training camp, it'll be the football time before you know it. So follow along, listen along in all those different places. And then don't forget about our guys at betonline.ag. Use our code BELIEVE, BLEAV, 50% welcome bonus. The tournament's coming up. Baseball's right around the corner.
Yes.
And then obviously you got some – probably make some good deals on the NFL draft. You want to try to figure out where guys are going, all that good stuff. So check out betonline.ag. We appreciate those guys.
Yes, indeed. So, hey, I'm Anthony Armstrong for Brian Murphy. We'll catch you guys on the other side. Y'all be good. Take it easy.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on!
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foote!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last Crunch Berry!
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries!
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch!
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently.
To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.